Greetings and welcome to the Bacterin Management Update conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now turn the conference over to your host, Mr. Rich Cockrell, President of the Cockrell Group. Thank you, Mr. Cockrell. You may now begin.
Thank you and good morning, and thank you for joining us today for the Bacterin update call announcing the acquisition of X-Spine Systems, Inc. With me on the call today are Dan Goldberger, Chief Executive Officer, John Gandolfo, Chief Financial Officer, and Dr. David Kirschman, President of X-Spine, who will also become the combined company's Executive Vice President and Chief Scientific Officer. Upon closing the acquisition of X-Spine, Bacterin plans to change its name to Xtant Medical Holdings and begin doing business as Xtant Medical. Yesterday afternoon, the company was pleased to issue a press release announcing the acquisition of X-Spine Systems. Today's call is being webcast and will also include a slide presentation, which has been posted on the company's website. Following remarks by management, the call will be open to your questions. We expect the duration of the call to be approximately 1 hour. During the course of this call, management may make certain forward-looking statements regarding future events and the company's expected future performance. These forward-looking statements reflect Bacterin's current perspective on existing trends and information and can be identified by such words as expect, plan, will, may, anticipate, believe, should, intends, and other words of similar meaning. Any such forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties, including those noted in the risk factors section attached as an exhibit to the company's current report on Form 8K filed with the SEC on June 28, 2015. In addition, any unaudited pro forma financial information is preliminary and does not purport to project the future financial position or operating results of the combined company. Actual results may differ materially. For the benefit of those of you who may be listening to the replay, this call was being held and recorded on Tuesday, July 28th at approximately 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Since then, the company may have made additional announcements related to the topics discussed herein. Please reference the company's most recent press releases and current filings with the SEC. The company declines any obligation to update these forward-looking statements except as required by applicable law. With that, I'd like to turn the call over to Dan.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you all for joining us on short notice. We are thrilled to announce that Bacterin signed a definitive agreement to acquire privately held X-Spine Systems yesterday. Dr. David Kirschman, founder and CEO of X-Spine Systems, is here with us, as well as John Gandolfo, our CFO. We also announced that we plan to change our name to Xtant Medical Holdings, Inc. after the acquisition is closed. We have a lot of exciting news to discuss, so I'll get started. First, I have a few comments about the transaction and what it means for the combined company. Next, I'll briefly review Bacterin's regenerative medicine product portfolio and positioning. Then I'll introduce Dr. Kirschman so he can describe the extraordinary business and team that he has built at X-Spine. After that, I'll walk through the combined company story and our future plans, and John Gandolfo will discuss the financial highlights. Finally, I'll leave you with some summary points and open the call to questions. Turning to slide number 3, our press release last night announced the acquisition of privately held X-Spine Systems of Miamisburg, Ohio. Consideration for the transaction is a mix of cash.
Hearing not available. Connect to the internet.
Sorry. Consideration for the transaction is a mix of cash, repayment of X-Spine debt, and the issuance of restricted stock of Bacterin International Holdings, OTCQX, BONE. We anticipate the transaction will close on Friday, July 31, 2015. It is especially important to note that Dr. David Kirschman has agreed to stay with the company as an officer and director, and I look forward to working closely with David and his team. This is an important event for both companies and sets us on the path towards becoming a world-class provider of biologics and hardware for a variety of orthopedic and spine therapies. Pro forma revenue for the company for the 3 months ended March 31, 2015 was approximately $21.7 million, and pro forma revenue for the combined company for the 12 months ended December 31, 2014 was approximately $77.5 million. The combined company is generating positive EBITDA on a pro forma basis. Pro forma EBITDA for the combined company for the year ended December 31, 2014 was approximately $3.9 million. Financing for the transaction was anchored by OrbiMed through a modification of an $18 million increase in their existing senior secured debt facility and by their purchase of a majority of the $65 million senior unsecured convertible debt offering marketed by Lear Inc. Partners on our behalf. We will also issue approximately 4,200,000 shares of restricted common stock to the X-Spine shareholders, which will be subject to a 12-month lockup. William Blair and Company advised Bacterin on the acquisition. Turning to slide 4, let me give you a bit of our strategic thinking leading up to the transaction. Many orthopedic and spine procedures require a hardware implant to stabilize and immobilize the bones and a biologic implant to encourage bone growth and fusion. Making both product categories available through the same customer service and distribution channel makes our field sales function more productive and could lead to an increase in the average revenue per procedure. The broader catalog of product offerings makes the combined company more attractive to hospital purchasing executives and to the distributors and sales agents that dominate this channel. Longer term, I'm very excited about the R&D teams working together to commercialize products in the combined pipeline. One of the striking aspects of the combination of X-Spine and Bacterin is the remarkable lack of overlap in our current distribution channels, thus implying a very large cross-selling opportunity in the near term. We share some hospital customers, but very few surgeons are currently using both product lines. Our geographic footprint has very little overlap, even though we will have approximately 270 combined sales agents and distribution partners in the United States. More on this later in the presentation. Slide 5 is an overview of the $3 billion regenerative medicine marketplace that Bacterin currently works in. Most Bacterin revenue comes from the $1.7 billion bone replacement segment. In addition, we have material revenue in the form of tendons and ligaments that are sold into the sports medicine marketplace. Our H-Matrix acellular dermis is a competitive product family indicated for advanced wound therapy and plastic and reconstructive surgery, but we are not currently investing in those channels. We are continuing to explore a national distribution partner that can more effectively take H-Matrix to those verticals. Within the $1.7 billion bone replacement category, most of our business is generated in the $408 million demineralized bone matrix segment, where we hold a 6-7% share. Bacterin has long had structural allografts in its catalog, but lacked the instrumentation to properly go to market. X-Spine is an expert with spine instrumentation and could reinvigorate that product category for us. Turning to slide 6, Bacterin's flagship brand, OsteoSponge, is a proprietary, highly differentiated bone void filler crafted from cancellous allograft. OsteoSponge generated more than two-thirds of our revenue on a trailing basis. The 3D Min product family was launched late last year and has exceeded our expectations during the pilot marketing we have performed so far. We'll be rolling the product out nationally in the second half of 2015, and I look forward to increased sales of this new product category. Sports med tendons and ligaments represent about 9% of our revenue and will continue to scale as our primary bone allograft markets expand. Now, let me introduce Dr. David Kirschman, founder and CEO of X-Spine Systems. Dr. Kirschman trained in neurosurgery in Colorado and practiced neurosurgery in Dayton, Ohio. He founded X-Spine in 2004 to commercialize some of his inventions to improve his own practice of spine surgery. He left his medical practice in 2006 to concentrate full-time on X-Spine. Dr. Kirschman and his team have built an exquisite, fast-growing, profitable company over the last 10 years, and he and his colleagues are rightly proud of their accomplishments. We're very fortunate that Dr. Kirschman has agreed to stay on as president of the X-Spine Systems subsidiary. He will also be taking a seat on our board of directors and will be appointed executive vice president and chief scientific officer of Xtant Medical Holdings, Inc. I am truly thrilled at the opportunity to work closely with Dr. Kirschman to build a great company.
Now on slide 7, thank you, Dan. I appreciate the opportunity to work with you and the Bacterin team and look forward to building an exciting future together. In many ways, this transaction represents an ideal combination of biologic and non-biologic treatments for spinal and musculoskeletal disease. The line between these treatment strategies is blurring, and the unified treatments with regenerative and mechanical components are becoming the norm. The industry has been slow to unify these fields, and this transaction represents an important step to that end for the ultimate benefit of our provider customers and their patients. Okay, now on, as you can see on slide 8, X-Spine was founded in 2004 and currently offers a large and growing catalog of proprietary spine implants and associated instrumentation. As of June 20th, 2015, X-Spine had 23 FDA clearances for spinal implant products. We posted $12.2 million in revenue and $1.6 million of EBITDA in the first calendar quarter of 2015. We market our products to orthopedic surgeons and neurosurgeons through a network of approximately 150 resellers and distributors. Although our business is predominantly in the U.S., slide 9 gives us some highlights of our financial performance over the last 2 years. Revenue grew from $29.6 million in 2013 to $42.2 million in 2014. EBITDA expanded from $4.1 million in 2013 to $7.3 million in 2014. Unlike a number of our competitors in the spinal implant space, we have built an earnings-positive business through lean operations and a vertically integrated organization. We've built top-line growth through the steady introduction of new product lines combined with targeted asset additions in our sales and marketing infrastructure. Slide 10 is an overview of the $7 billion spinal implant market that we participate in. While we currently have a small market share, we offer competitive products in key major market segments. We target our offerings to the minimally invasive approach to degenerative spinal disease treatment. We emphasize the introduction of class-leading products in the faster-growing segments of the overall spine market, and we differentiate our offerings with clinical efficacy, superior instrumentation, and world-class customer service. Slide 11 is an overview of the products that currently drive our business. Our proprietary portfolio of low-profile and minimally invasive devices, including the Axle, Irix, and Silex lines, combine to generate 54% of our revenue in the first quarter of 2015. Silex is an exciting new product line for the treatment of debilitating sacroiliac pain through fusion of the sacroiliac joint. It was launched in 2013 and is already generating a significant portion of our revenue. Calix, titanium-coated polymer interbody devices, and Fortex and Express pedicle screw systems participate in the traditional spine segments. We continue to innovate these product lines, and they generate significant revenue streams. In 2013, we announced a cross-license and distribution agreement with Zimmer Spine. We sell several of our product lines to Zimmer at a transfer price, which they then resell under their own branding. Zimmer is a key X-Spine customer, and we look forward to continuing to build that relationship. My team and I are excited about the opportunity to integrate our hardware systems with Bacterin's class-leading biologics. This combination of assets and expertise has the potential to yield exciting new technologies. We look forward to working with Dan and the rest of the Extant team to build exciting new ways to meet the needs of our customers.
Thank you, David, and congratulations on your success. Turning now to slide 13, Bacharin International Holdings, Inc. will be renamed as Extant Medical Holdings, Inc. after the acquisition is closed. It will continue to trade on the OTCQX under the BONE, B-O-N-E, ticker. Bacharin International, Inc. and X-Spine Systems, Inc. will operate as wholly owned subsidiaries of Extant Medical Holdings, Inc. Dr. Kirschman will continue to run X-Spine, and Bob DeSilvio will continue as president of Bacharin. We expect to apply for listing on the NASDAQ after the closing of this combination. Slide 14 shows the historical revenue trajectory of the combined company on a pro forma basis. Revenue for the trailing 12 months ended March 31, 2015, was approximately $83 million. John and I will discuss revised guidance on our Q2 2015 call in a couple of weeks. Slide 15 reviews the broad and growing catalog of implants and biologics that Extant Medical will be offering to our surgeon customers. Let me take a few moments to discuss the distribution channel upside in this combination. Both companies deploy a hybrid sales organization of regional management responsible for recruiting, training, and managing a mix of resellers, sales agents, and direct sales assets. Both companies have arrived at the point where their growth will scale with additional sales resources, and both X-Spine and Bacharin have been aggressively recruiting additional field sales assets. Slide 16 shows the geographic footprint. You'll note that X-Spine is strong in the Midwest, Texas, Michigan, and in the Southeast, while Bacharin is strong in the Southwest, New York, Chicago, and several other geographies. We found very few sales partners in common, and the resulting cross-selling opportunity is very exciting to us. Each company, in turn, has been trying to add sales resources at the rate of 5 to 10 per quarter. Through this transaction, each sales force appears to be doubled with very little risk of cannibalization because there is so very little overlap. We've laid out some back-of-the-envelope arithmetic on slide 17. In the first quarter of 2015, X-Spine implants were used in about 2,000 surgical procedures. If Bacharin Biologics had been available to those surgeons at an average revenue per transaction of $2,500, those procedures would have generated an incremental $7.5 million of revenue. That annualizes to a $30 million potential cross-selling opportunity. The cross-selling opportunity in the other direction, X-Spine hardware sold to Bacharin customers, is even greater, as you can see on the right-hand side of slide 17. Of course, we will have to cross-train both distribution networks, and they in turn will have to detail their physician customers, and it'll take some time. Nevertheless, the cross-selling opportunity for a properly managed combination of the distribution channel is significant. On that note, let me turn it over to John to discuss the financial attributes of the acquisition.
Thank you, Dan. As slide 19 shows, we've highlighted what we believe to be the four key financial growth drivers to the transaction. The first bullet highlights the strong historical revenue growth on a pro forma combined basis. As Dan highlighted, revenues have historically grown approximately 18% annually over the last 3 years ended December 31st, 2014, and we expect similar growth rates to continue, exclusive of any cross-selling opportunities which will enhance these percentages. With respect to operating expenses, we anticipate gross margins of at least the current level of 65% going forward. We do expect increases as we utilize more operating capacity. However, we have decided not to include any margin increases in order to be conservative in our modeling. We also don't anticipate any material increases to G&A expenses and R&D expenses over current levels, so we expect to also leverage these costs as our revenues increase. The final two bullet points of slide 19 highlight the path to profitability and positive EBITDA and free cash flow of the combined business. From the closing of the transaction going forward, excluding any cross-selling opportunities, the combined business will generate positive EBITDA in order to service the debt service of the combined business. With the expense leverage previously discussed, we expect a significant increase of EBITDA over the next several years. Slide number 20 outlines the pro forma historical operating performance of the combined company. For 2014, the combined company generated $77.5 million in revenues, generated 65% gross margins, and generated approximately $3.9 million in positive EBITDA for the year. For the first quarter of 2015, the combined company reported $21.7 million in revenues, an annualized run rate of approximately $87 million with 64% gross margins. The first quarter EBITDA was approximately $300,000. However, this figure includes approximately $700,000 of non-recurring expenses, which both companies recorded in the first quarter of 2015. So excluding these items, EBITDA for the first quarter of 2015 would have been approximately $1 million. Slide 21 outlines the debt outstanding post-transaction. With respect to the $42 million senior secured debt facility with OrbiMed, I'd like to highlight a few points in addition to what's shown on the slide. The cash interest payments will be zero for the first 6 months, 9% for months 7 through 36, and 12% for months 37 through 60. There are no principal payments due on the note till the end of month number 60, and the non-cash interest balance of the notes will be payment in kind or PIC. In addition, the royalty component of the current debt structure has been eliminated as part of the modification of terms. So the $42 million OrbiMed debt includes a rollover of approximately $24 million of debt from the current facility, as well as an incremental $18 million of debt. The overall coupon will be 15%, and the term is 5 years, and there will be a 7.5% exit fee as part of the facility. With respect to the senior unsecured convertible debt, as we mentioned in our press release, the $65 million carries a 6% coupon. The conversion price is $3.88 per share, and the maturity date is 6 years with a 15% overallotment option provided to Lorenc as part of the transaction. Slide 22, Slide 22 shows the pro forma cap table of the company post-transaction. As you can see that we currently have 7 million common shares outstanding. We will be issuing 4.24 million shares to the Xfine owners, and there's an additional $2.2 million shares of options and warrants outstanding as of 5/31/15. On an as-converted basis, the $65 million convertible debt facility would convert into 16.8 million shares of common stock, leaving us on an as-converted basis fully diluted shares of about $30.2 million as part of this transaction. Now I'd like to turn the call back over to Dan.
Thank you, John. Let me summarize on slide number 23. First, we're thrilled about this opportunity to join forces with Xfine and to work with Dr. Kirschman and his outstanding management team. Number two, Xtant Medical will have significant cross-selling opportunities in the very short term. The company will expand its customer base and has the opportunity to increase sales productivity as measured by revenue per procedure. Third, our large, more diverse product catalog makes us a more substantial partner for hospital supply chain executives and the distributors and sales agents that dominate orthopedics. Fourth, the transaction is accretive to revenue, gross margin, and EBITDA from day one. Number five, this transaction should accelerate the company's path to profitability. And finally, long term, we're very excited about the pipeline of new products and indications that this combination of biologics and hardware talent is going to enable. Before I turn it over for questions, I want to thank David Kirschman and his team for joining us as we build a great company together. I want to thank our financial sponsors at OrbiMed for making all of this possible. I want to thank the good folks at William Blair, Lorink Partners, Morrison Forster, and Ballard Spahr for their hard work on an expedited schedule to complete this transaction. And of course, I have to thank my colleagues, the employees and executives at Bacterin, for their patience and support through this process. X-Spine and Bacterin are healthy, growing companies, and I expect this combination to accelerate that growth. We do not anticipate any headcount reductions since there's plenty of work to be done. Our management teams are focused on running their businesses and maintaining the momentum that has already been built. We are not planning any changes in the X-Spine facility in Miamisburg, Ohio, or the Bacterin facilities in Belgrade, Montana, or outside of Denver. Our customers and distribution partners have been very loyal to each of Bacterin and X-Spine, and I expect that they will find that Xtant Medical is an even better business partner in the future. Finally, we greatly appreciate the hard work of the Donate Life organization and our recovery partners around the country. Thank you for your kind attention, and we'll now open the call to questions.
Thank you. We'll now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Our first question is from Suraj Kalia of Northland Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Congratulations. After a long and arduous journey, very well done. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Suraj.
So, Dan, let me, my apologies, I jumped a little late on the call, so please forgive me if you've already highlighted this. Can you highlight for us the net equity position and from a NASDAQ perspective, how this transaction affects you all for an uplisting?
So, we believe that the combination will make the combined company fully compliant with the NASDAQ listing requirements. And over the next few days, we're going to make sure about that and file a listing application. John, did you want to add something?
Yes. So on a pro forma basis, if you look at the combined company as of March 31st, 2015, the total assets of the company will be approximately $126 million, and positive shareholders' equity will be about $2.3 million. In addition, as we mentioned, last year's annual revenues on a pro forma basis were $77.5 million. So we think between not so much the shareholders' equity, but certainly with the total assets and the total revenue that the combined company has on a pro forma basis, we should be eligible for uplisting, assuming that the stock price cooperates as well.
And, Dan, again, I don't know if guidance or at least directional color was provided on Xtant. Can you give us an idea about how, the new acquired company, how the revenues would look like for FY15?
So we'll be giving explicit guidance on our earnings call in a couple of weeks. Give us a chance to close the transaction and review the current recent operating performance of Xtant, and we'll talk to you about that in 2 weeks.
And what has the CAGR been for the company over the last, 5 years, 3 years?
So we're only looking at the audited periods, which is about 3 years, and on a pro forma basis, it's about 15% to 18%.
So X-Spine for the last 3 to 5 years was 15% to 18% CAGR.
The combined company.
Okay, and X-Spine on a standalone basis?
I don't have that number handy. We'll get that back to you.
It's north of 20.
North of 20. Okay, and finally, John, I'll get back in queue. But John, I know you mentioned a lot in terms of the debt structure. From a P&L perspective, when you look at the combined company, can you at least give us some color in terms of the synergies to be derived, let's say, later on as we exit FY15, and the amount, the synergies could generate to pay off the interest? If I, you know, at least from what I'm gathering, there is a 6%, it's a 6% note, and for the debt structure that has been undertaken, if you can just give us a color of how operations would satisfy the financial liabilities incurred as a result of this debt. Thanks again for taking my question, and congrats.
No, certainly, Suraj, and sorry to put you off, but we need to close the combination and refine our model before we can give you that guidance around cash flow and debt service. So we will be coming back to you on our earnings call with that detail.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Raj.
Thank you. And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, it is star one if you'd like to ask a question. The next question is from RK of H.C. Wainwright. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Dan and John. Congratulations. This is a great deal.
Thanks, so, RK. Good to hear from you.
So a few questions. Just starting off with marketed products. So X-Spine also has certain biologics, but when we look at the combined company, we're just trying to understand how much of that portfolio you would carry. And separately, of that $42 million reported revenues of 2014 for X-Spine, what is the contribution of biologics?
Thanks, RK. So for the foreseeable future, X-Spine will continue to operate the way it's been running as a wholly owned subsidiary of Xtant, and the biologics products that are currently in the portfolio will continue to be marketed by X-Spine. We will look at, once we close the transaction, we will look at whether to move some of that manufacturing over to Bactrin or not. As far as the actual numbers, we will have to get back to you on that product split. It's a relatively small contributor at the revenue line.
Very small.
But we'll get back to you with the precise number.
Okay. And then keeping up within the marketed products, the spine market in general is growing at a mid single digit, I believe. But within that, within the big spine market, there are certain subsegments which are supposedly doing pretty well. We understand X-Spine is in few of these segments. So which of these do you think are doing good and should continue to do good, and which segments do you think you will need to put some work behind it?
David is very fluent in that, so go ahead.
Yeah, the fast growth segments in spine right now are minimally invasive products and sacroiliac products. And interspinous products. We have excellent entries in each of those spaces. And market research shows that those subsegments of spine the growth is generally outpacing the overall spine market.
So, David, is it fair to say that Axle and Irix and Silex participate in those faster-growing segments?
Axle and Silex specifically.
And so that's 40% or so of your revenue on a trailing basis.
It's a significant portion of revenue. And in addition, other minimally invasive devices such as the Express Pedicle Screw System also participate in those high-growth subsegments.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Moving on. So I know that, Dan, you did explain a little bit about how the sales force is set up between the two organizations, but one of something which I wanted to understand a little bit more is what's the split of the combined entity will have between direct sales force and the distributor, because I know that you are dependent quite a bit on the on both pieces of the sales force.
So 100% of the X-Spine revenue comes from resellers and sales agents. About 85% of Bactrin's revenue comes from those same channels, and about 15% of Bactrin's revenue comes from our direct sales cities, primarily in Chicago and in Phoenix. So I think that split will be the same for the next 12 months. And as the sales forces come together, and I want to emphasize that we're trying to add feet on the street. We're not planning to combine sales forces in the traditional sense. So, you know, going forward, we will be looking very carefully at where to place our investments in adding additional headcount.
Okay. So one last question for me. How does this this combined entity, how does that change your relationships with some of the GPOs and the IDNs that, you know, both of you have initiated over the last few years? And do you gain a lot more, and can you reach out to newer entities as well?
So it's a very good question, RK. In general, it's all upside for both companies. The hospital systems where Bactrin is on contract, for example, Banner and Dignity, will represent new opportunities for X-Spine, and vice versa. The hospital systems where X-Spine is on contract will represent new opportunities for Bactrin. There's very little overlap in the national accounts footprint of each company.
Perfect. Congratulations again, and looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. I'd like to once again remind everyone to please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on short notice. We will be scheduling our second quarter earnings call here shortly, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again then.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.